Fire safety is a must when hunting this fall, and tips are being sought over a pronghorn illegally killed near Rock River. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The Wyoming Game and Fish is reminding hunters and campers that fall months in Wyoming often means dry conditions and an increased risk for wildfires. Campfire safety measures are important. Fall wildfires, with their increased temperatures and drier conditions, can scorch the soil and sterilize it to where native plants struggle to recover for years, and it can create a prime environment for weeds like cheatgrass that are extremely difficult and costly to eradicate. Wildfires can also affect hunting access, prevent impacts to hunting seasons. Game and Fish, U.S. Forest Service, and other land management agencies may institute fire bans or restrictions throughout the summer and fall. So check with each land management agency to see if your camping location has any fire restrictions or rules. Updates and a current map of hunt areas with wildfire information is on the Game and Fish website. Go to the Wildfire Impacts page. Hunters are encouraged to ensure that campfires are out before they go to bed, leaving for the day, or packing out. Clear the ground and remove branches to make sure there's enough clearance below, above, and around your campfire. Well, the Wyoming Game and Fish is seeking information on a pronghorn buck that was illegally shot and left to waste. The crime occurred on private land along the Fetterman Road, just outside of Rock River, in Antelope Hunt Area 42. The pronghorn was killed before 7:30 a.m. on the morning of August 29th. An individual driving a dark gray Chevy truck was seen in the area and is suspected of being involved. North Laramie Game Warden Elise Calhoun says, "We're seeking the public's assistance with this investigation, as any information can make the difference in cases like this." She says even a small detail could help us hold the responsible person accountable. Anyone with possible information or who was in the area and may have noted suspicious vehicles or activities is encouraged to call North Laramie Game Warden Elise Calhoun at 307-745-4402 or the Stop Poaching Hotline at 1-877-WGFD-TIP. Reports can also be submitted online on the Game and Fish website. Callers can remain anonymous. When possible, take note of license plates and any specific details of vehicles, people involved, and locations. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.